With the festive season now over, how many of you spent some time with your mum or dad, grandma or grandpa? It would be terrible to imagine them struggling to make ends meet. That's the case for around a third of Australian pensioners. A recent OECD report saw that out of 33 countries, Australia is the second worst in terms of taking care of those oldest in our community. So why are we failing to take better care of the country's elderly? To find out more, we're joined by Paul Versteege, Senior Advisor of Research and Advocacy at the Combined Pensioners and Superannuants Association. Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mitch. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well. Thank you for asking. So, yeah, according to the report, a third of Australian pensioners are living under the poverty line. Does that sound accurate to you?
I think it coincides with the number or the percentage of pensioners that rely on the age pension, the government age pension, as their sole source of income. So that gels. Of course, the interpretation of what a poverty line is and where poverty starts is very difficult to define across so many countries.
Mm.
Australia uses a different poverty line, the Melbourne Institute one, and that shows that 36% that the OECD report talks about sort of floats in and out of poverty depending on, you know, developments in the economy.
Mm. So I guess the question is, how did it get to this stage in Australia? Why are we seeing so many older Australians living in this kind of condition?
Well, we've adopted a system whereby basically retirement and funding income policy depends on a safety net. That is, if you fail to provide for yourself in your retirement, there is an age pension for you. but of course, to have more than a third of our retirees depending on the age pension as the sole source of income indicates that system is not working all that well.
Mm. And looking at the group, or, you know, under the title of pensioners, are there certain people or groups within that label that are more at risk of this?
Well, the thing is that, you know, there is a group of people that once they reach pension age, they go on the age pension as their sole source of income. but by far the largest number of people that reach retirement age have savings, you know, have made investments, have superannuation. So for the first, say, 10, 15 years of their retirement, they are okay.
Mm.
But then their savings run out and the age pension is all there is. So they reach a double whammy where they are, you know, elderly and frail mostly, and also poor. It's not a pleasant situation to be in.
Absolutely not. And so looking at this list of other 33 countries, are there certain policies or regulations that we can take from other countries to put in place here in Australia that would improve the situation?
Well, certainly, but, you know, with this sort of policy, it takes an awful long time to actually mature and to feel the full effect and benefit of it.
Mm.
Of course, we've got superannuation, but that will take at least another 20 years before that is a mature system. And we don't really know what's going to happen there, whether that will actually improve the situation. But certainly in other countries in Europe, but also the USA, where they don't have an age pension type of thing, safety net type of thing that we've got here, but a social insurance, the poverty amongst retirees is far, far lower. Mm. If you look at the Netherlands, for example, it's only 4%.
Wow. You mentioned superannuation there, and obviously at the moment, according to the report, there's a third of pensioners living under the poverty line. We do have an ageing population. So how do you sort of see this playing out in the next sort of couple of decades?
It's an interesting question. It really comes down to the effectiveness of the superannuation system. And, of course, there have been all sorts of debates about the adequacy or inadequacy of the compulsory contribution levels, which are at 9% at the moment. Some people say that it should go up to 15% for the system to become an adequate retirement funding tool. really, the jury is out, and And that is a worrying thing in itself because, you know, we have to wait 20 years to see if it works. And if it doesn't, what are we going to do then?
Yeah, it's an excellent point. Paul, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
No worries. Pleasure.